We grow to the full stature of men in Christ. November 20. We grow up in Christ, that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine, but speaking the truth in love, we may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. Ephesians 4, 14 and 15. You cannot weaken your own influence and standing more than in trying to weaken each other. Constantly let your confidence in your brethren increase, for when you think evil, you speak evil. Thus you hurt yourself and make yourself weak when you ought to be strong in God. It is not our privilege to measure the actions of others or to criticize their failings. God has not made us the bearers of others' sins. It is with our own selves we have to do. The more thorough the work of repentance and reform in our own lives, the less we shall see to criticize in others. We do wrong when we measure ourselves by the defects we see in others. God does not do so. He understands the circumstances of every life, and he measures the human being by the advantages that each one has had for perfecting a Christian character. He takes into consideration the opportunities the human agent has had for obtaining a knowledge of God and his truth. He who has a true estimation of the law of God will not compare his character with the character of others. He will judge his life by the holy law of God. In his instruction to his disciples, the Savior shows how complete must be the work of eradication of evil. If thy right eye offend thee, he declares, pluck it out and cast it from thee. We are to make continual advancement in the perfecting of Christian character, that we may be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up unto him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. The growing is a continuous work.